Hi, welcome back. It's Allie, and you're listening to the podcast Life. Today, we're going to be talking about mental health. So mental health is next to or even greater in importance to physical health. In our generation, we focus a lot about what we look like physically, what we wear, what other people think of us. It's something that weighs on us. But your mental health is the most important thing that you can ever work on in your life, because it's where you can grow yourself and where you can learn who you are. So number one, when it comes to mental health, the most important thing that you need to do is to find a place and a space where you feel comfortable and an environment where you can grow in. So sometimes in our families, in our friendships, in our relationships, it's really hard to grow because the other person or the other people in that situation are not uplifting you or not encouraging you. But find those people that love you and that encourage you and that make you happy, and really spend time with them. Really enjoy their presence. Really be around them and get your energy off of them. Your mental health has a lot to do with your energy and your spirit. And if you're around the right people that are encouraging you and uplifting you and giving you positive energy, you will be able to retain that positive energy and be your best self. Second is feeding your mental health. Just like your physical health, you have to eat the right foods. You have to feed your mental health. So if that is writing and journaling, if that is singing, if that is doing things for yourself that make you feel great, that is so important. And never forget to do those things. Once a week, take that time to do a mask on yourself, or write, or listen to the music that you love listening to that gives you peace. Find times like those once a week to make sure you zen and get back to where you need to be mentally. Third thing is, if there's people in your life that are not growing in themselves, or they are not giving you great energy, it's time to really genuinely look at the pros and cons of their life with you and figure out whether or not they are a good choice to be around. We all know when people are not good for our life. Sometimes we let them stick around because we don't know how it would be like without them. We're so comfortable with them. But if you genuinely want the best for your mental health and for yourself, you will decide on the best thing for yourself. And that is only a decision that you can make alone. So it's something to think about. Another thing about mental health is, I think a lot of people, especially in minority communities, we don't speak about mental health. We don't talk about how sometimes I really don't have anything really to feel sad for, but I'm sad. Or sometimes things in life are really tough. Money is tough. Education is tough. Jobs are tough. But we don't talk about how that might make us feel sad or depressed, or we might feel overwhelmed by everything that's... We don't talk about things like this. So now it's your time to talk. If you have someone that you can share this information with, share it with them. If you have friends or family members that are always willing to listen and be a listening ear to you, share how you really feel. Be completely honest with them. Find a confidant and put all your trust in them. It's hard to find people like that because not many people want to see you thrive. And even if they do, sometimes people don't necessarily want to hear what you have to say. But find those people in your life and make them your diary, or create a journal that will be able to be somewhere where you can drop those feelings in, so that you don't have to hold that in your heart. Personally, for me, mental health is something that I have been working on, and I feel like a lot of people in our generation are working on this. We are trying to speak out on social media, trying to speak out to other people, and it's quite hard because we have put that on the back burner for so long, focusing on everything else besides what we feel like mentally. And it's hard. It really is. But I really believe that everyone that is listening is going to be their best self mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually if they focus on these couple of things. So focus on you. You come first in everything that you do. If you believe in anything higher than yourself, I genuinely believe in God. Give all your cares and your worries to Him, and that will take some of that ease off of your mentality and what you may feel emotionally. Because trust me, if you bear all of that on yourself, it will never be easy. The next thing you should also do is give yourself the space that you need. So if you need a break from social media, if you need a break from talking to people, that's okay. Like, it's not bad to take a break from being yourself sometimes. It's not bad to take a break from being the best friend that you are, the best sister that you are, the best daughter that you are, the best work. It's okay to say, I need a break from having to do all these things that I am. You can step back. It's okay to step back. Please step back. In our generation, it's always we have to hustle. We have to do it. We have to push ourselves. Sometimes you need a break. So if you need that break, you take that break. Because your mental health is on the line when you don't take that break. The next thing is finding your inner peace. So if you don't have that inner peace where you feel content on yourself, on your own and by yourself and on set, when you are able to just be in a place by yourself, find that inner peace within yourself to be alone. It is okay to be alone and not lonely, if that makes any sense. It's okay to be by yourself but not feeling alone or lonely. You can find that peace laying by yourself and watching Netflix or watching YouTube. It's okay to be by yourself and find that inner peace with being content with you and you alone. So today I ask you to every morning look in the mirror and say, I will focus on me, my mental health. I will focus on their inner me so that my outer me is the best me. Once my inner me looks like the outer me, then we will both be in complete wholeness. I will focus on me, not because I'm selfish, but because I'm selfless. I want other people around me to be able to experience the best me. I thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast, and I will be back again shortly. Bye.